This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, hello. It's 12:05 on Friday, the 2nd of December. You're tuned into Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
Frida Liu
here on BFM 89.9. Today on a Friday, we are talking about something more interesting. It's something that I really like as well. We are talking about content writing because no business should underestimate the importance of good content. And writing good content is able to draw conversions more successfully for your business because good content equals good branding. But what is good and bad content, and how can you write good content? So we are here in the studio with Chan Deong Tang, who is the CEO of digital marketing consultancy Scribble, to talk to us all about that. But before that, you know, as crucial as colors, logos, and website designs are, they are not the heart of your brand. The core brand that revolves around it is meaning and interpretation of your brand. So words are the best way to do this.
And I always thought it was colors. Anyway, content is the soul when it comes to communicating with your customers and target audience. But you need to know your customers, including yourself, consume so much content a day. To be exact. So according to data, we consume 7 hours of content every day. How you have time to do other things, I don't know. Hence, why your business now has to stand out when writing your content as the online space becomes more competitive each day.
Your content is also part of my 7 hours. Anyway, your content should never be taken lightly because when you create content, you should look at it as a currency. It has value. The more time you spend on crafting your content, the more value and audience you will get from it. So content writing is a marketing strategy that you need to optimize fully now because your content is your branding.
Now, of course, writing content isn't the easiest for many businesses because besides the actual writing, it also has to be emotionally engaging and include SEO like keyword research and integration. So it might sound intimidating or sound like a lot of work, but ultimately you just want to write content that people want to read.
And there are a few reasons to write good content, right? So the first reason why you should write good content is because you are able to impact your audience with consistent messaging. So good content means it is high in quality, it's engaging and consistent with, and they will impact your audience more than any other techniques. So consistency of your content, especially when you're narrating your brand message, it is one of the most significant factors that can contribute to the growth and success of your business. If you are able to carry your own identifiable tone and style across all your content, again, you're only creating value for your brand and upkeep your brand as well.
And this is another important reason to rank higher on search pages. So this is where it gets a bit more technical. Creating engaging content about your industry and product shows that you know what you're talking about. That's one. This doesn't mean you could just talk about whatever you want, because research should be done when you're writing content. So whatever you write needs to be credible. With this, Google's algorithms perceive your content to be authoritative and will rank it higher. And besides ranking, the more authority your content has, the higher chances your audience will trust your business, and you're basically killing two birds with one stone. And I guess the more content you write, what happens is that when you don't create your content and create your message, someone else will.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly. So, yeah. Right. Last but not least, why do you create content? You want someone to share them, right? And again, we want people to read content. But eventually, if you're able to get your audience to share your content to new people, newer audience, imagine the attention that will be given to your brand. So having people to share your content is the perfect way to spread the word for your brand. And eventually, more traffic to your channels means more chances of getting conversions. But what is good content, essentially, and how do we write good content? We'll leave it to the experts who are in the studio today with us. We have Chan Deong Tang, who is the CEO of digital marketing consultancy Scribble, to explain all of that. But Frida, have you ever bought something, not because you need it, but because, you know, the content is so good that it just attracted you to buy?
It gets me reading about it. It gets me building trust with the brand. Whether it's an immediate purchase, it depends, right? So, what about yourself?
Not really. I guess when I need it, I will do research on it. And if I think that, oh, you're in your content, you know what you're writing about, you know what you are selling, essentially, right? Your product is good. You can tell me why it's good and better than other products out there, then it will be one of my considerations.
Right. Later on when we get our guests, I'm sure his most famous request is make it viral. They're hoping that everything will be make it viral. But that aside, I think it's also, you know, building your authority, building and it not be, you know, everything's got to be sold, right? Mm. It's got to be like maybe building that trust along the way. And then after that, without even telling someone to buy it, you just convince that if I want to buy this particular thing, I will buy from this particular brand.
It's about consistency in your messaging, right? Yeah. If you feel like, oh, after posting like 5 posts or 6 posts, you're not getting that much response. And then you just stop because you feel like, oh, it's not gaining any traction. It's not going anywhere. Actually, it is going somewhere. People are looking at your stuff. They just haven't engaged with it. So I guess don't give up just yet, right? Do share your thoughts if you have any with us. You can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio if you have any questions about, you know, content writing in general. But before that, it's time for some music. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're tuned into Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
Frida Liu,
BFM 89.9. Today, we are talking about content writing, writing good content for your business branding. Again, do share your thoughts with us if you have any questions about writing good content. You can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio like Johnny did.
Mm. And of course, no, we'll get Johnny's question addressed a little later, so keep them coming, yeah?
Yeah, we are here with Chan Leong Teng, who is the CEO of digital marketing consultancy Scribble, to explain everything about content writing. So let's start off the conversation. Welcome to the show, Chan Leong.
Hi, thanks so much, Lily. Thanks so much, Frida. Super nice to be on here.
Pleasure to have you. Now, talk to us, you know, what is content writing and what isn't content writing?
Right. So maybe let me start by addressing what content writing isn't. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of misconception regarding what is content writing and what is copywriting. So a lot of people think that content writing is really just copywriting. You know, I have to make up sentences. I have 25 characters to tweet. I have to fill up the tweet. I have to fill up the caption. I have to fill up the headlines. And most people take it as a chore and as a task. Mm-hmm. But we see content writing as really a bait to the eventual message. Right. So if you think about you as a brand or you as even as an individual, there's a specific message that you're trying to share with your audience or share with your targets. And content creation and content writing is the whole process of doing it. It starts visually by, you know, just the pictures that you're showing, the videos that you're showing, the design, colors, and everything that you mentioned earlier, Frida. But at the end of it, it's the message that your consumers receive. Mm. So content creation often is related to copywriting because that's the easiest form of content creation.
Right.
But sometimes an empty tweet means a lot more. Or an Instagram post that's, you know, just fully yellow or fully red or fully white, sometimes it tells the story too. Right. So for us, when we think about content writing and content creation, it isn't just copywriting. So that's the biggest misconception. Mm. So what content writing is, I think it really is a method to get your message across to your consumers in whichever form, format or platform.
Okay. I want to just ask that. I'm just thinking, like, with your clients, right? Do they expect that every content is, does it need to be converted? You know what I mean? Is that, I'm sure they, and it cannot be like that, right?
Correct. So the most common request that we get when it comes to creating a video or creating a content or creating a social media post is that, hey, Chan Leong, make sure this next post must go viral, you know? Help me create a viral content. I want like that one viral content. But there is a formula to it, right? Mm. And I love this quote from this unknown wise man that says that there is 10 years of hard work behind an overnight success.
Right.
So everybody wants that overnight success. Nobody wants to put in the 10 years of hard work. And it's the same with viral content.
Okay. Mm. So, you know, has content writing always been prominent, or is it only more sort of taken more prominence now because of social media?
Right. Yeah. So we see that social media actually is just a different medium of delivery. Before social media, radio has been around for the longest time. Billboard, banner, posters, your storefront writing has been around for the longest time. So social media did make it more accessible. Mm. So a lot more people, a lot smaller brands can now say a lot more things to a wider target audience. Therefore, it became more important and more prominent.
Mm. Right. I want you to elaborate more on, like, you know, the misconceptions, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people do say, like, oh, the visuals are more important than the content. You know, the captions down there, no one reads them, blah, blah, blah. And then I have to always be creative. So I have, like, a creative block. I'm not a creative person. How do I write good stuff, right? Can you address some of these questions?
Right. So when we talk about any piece of content, let's take social media posts, for example, right? It's true that if the visual isn't attractive enough, it's just going to scroll past it. Mm. So we want to make sure that at the very start of the content planning and content creation, visually it has to be thumb-stopping, right? So it cannot just be another thing that I'll scroll past and not see.
Right.
Mm. A lot of brands make the mistake of putting way too much information into the visual itself, right? I want my price to be there. I want my sales channel to be there. My phone number to be there. My website to be there. My, you know.
TMI.
Right? And it just becomes so boring. It's so cluttered and so boring, right? So then I'll scroll past it. But a visual is definitely I wouldn't say the most important, but the first touch point that your consumers will engage with you with. Then the question is, if visual is so important, what's the point of the captions that I have below it, right? And I think the caption is an opportunity for you to then explain the product once you've gotten the attention, right? So once you've gotten me at the thumb-stopping content, I'm now interested to like, hey, actually, it's interesting, eh? Let me find out more. Mm. So when I'm reading through that caption, that's when you want to put in the information. That's when you put in your selling point, your features, and that's where you want to put in your call to action.
My question is, do they have to do it for every post that they put online? You know, like every single picture that they put on social media, it has to be related to their USP or something.
Right. The short answer is no. But the longer answer is it's not wrong too. Right? So if you think about a retailer like, say, a hypermarket or a supermarket, they really only have one purpose. I don't need to re-educate you about what Lotus is or Giant is or Aeon is. Or you know what they do. You know what they sell. Yeah. So it does make sense that a majority of their posts focuses on, I have the cheapest Milo in town. You know, I have the cheapest sawi in town. I have the cheapest sardine in town. And like, you know, we're running promotion on eggs and milk because they know that's what the consumers want to see.
Right.
They're not doing it because it sells. They're doing it because that's what the consumers want to see. So the longer answer to that is you do what your consumers expect you to do, right? So today, if I'm a property developer, should I be talking about car reviews, even though it's a very interesting topic? The answer is you shouldn't, right? I expect that to come from a car brand or an automotive brand, but I will expect property content from a property developer. So the longer answer to that is really writing to your audience, understanding who your audience is, what they expect to see, and what they feel reading that coming from you.
Mm, know your audience.
Yeah, which is going to link to my next question. But also at that point you were saying, right, okay, unless you can link a story to it, right, that the car story that somehow connects back to your property story, because maybe now very topical is a car story, but then how you connect it back to your property. But anyway, that's content writing 102, 202. Today is 101. So anyway, so content writing needs to be effective because, you know, it is part of marketing and how business present the brand. So this is Johnny's question on over WhatsApp. Three most important elements in content writing besides consistency. How do you satisfy consumers since they are of different backgrounds and culture? I think very such a pertinent question here in Malaysia, yeah?
Yep, it is. I think let's address the first question first. What are some of the important things to keep in mind other than consistency? So Lily mentioned earlier that consistency is very important in brand building, especially, right? Not just content writing. Without the consistency, you wouldn't be able to recognize the brand for a thing, right? Today, we see that Nike isn't just a sportswear brand. Nike is actually a performance brand. Mm. And that only come because of the consistency in messaging, right? McDonald's isn't selling fast food, right? McDonald's is selling happiness, or so they claim, right? Mm. So when it comes to content writing, consistency is not necessarily a good thing. I've seen, in fact, most of our clients, when they come to us, they were consistently bad. Right? So do you really want to maintain that consistency? Probably not, right?
Okay.
So the three other things I think you should keep in mind is, number one, you gotta be interesting.
Okay.
So if you have a very boring message, being consistently boring is not a good thing. So imagine if you are in a legal profession or if you're in B2B, your content are going to be very dry, right? So being interesting is very important. I think one example that I can quote is actually from Brian Su, which we just bumped into earlier, right? Fire extinguisher is such a boring content, such a boring topic. But that brand was able to bring it to life, right? Make it relatable and make it interesting. Mm. So then I want to watch that content, even though it's about a boring topic, because of an interesting execution. And they are consistently interesting. And that makes me want to follow the brand.
Okay.
The second thing is definitely relevance. So if you're posting content that's irrelevant, then I definitely won't want to see it, right? So you got to be relevant to your industry and relevant to the person talking about it. So if today this same topic is discussed in a cartoon show, it's irrelevant to the audience. Mm. So that it's something that the brand has to be aware of. And third, but definitely not least, is for your content to be memorable. Mm. So at the end of the day, people will forget what you say. They'll remember the feeling of what they feel engaging with your brand, right? So you want to make sure that your content is also memorable too.
And you can make it viral.
Yes.
Right. We do have more questions for Chan Leong, but if you have any questions about, you know, what is good content writing, or, you know, any content writing related questions that you want to ask him, you can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. But now it's time for some music here on BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon, you're tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
Frida Liu
here on BFM 89.9. Today we're talking about very interesting stuff, which is content writing. What is good content? What is bad content? How do we write content? We are here with Chan Leong Teng, who is the CEO of digital marketing consultancy Scribble, to talk to us all about that. But once again, if you have any questions you want to ask him that you want him to address, you can reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
And Scribble is spelled with a K.
Yeah.
Just so that you find it difficult to find them.
But continuing our conversation, right? You know, what are some of the key things that businesses should think about when it comes to content writing? Is it like SEO, or like, you know, the culture and the people that they're talking to?
Right. So I'll break it down into two components. There's the technical component, and then there's also the creative component. I think what we've been discussing so far has been the creative process. Mm. And in summary, I think you can think about it as RFM, right? First, the research, the understanding of yourself, your brand, your product, your competitor, your market, your audience. Second is the focus. So once you have the research information, you want to be able to focus on one thing that you want to tell the audience. It's going to be very complicated. And I'm not saying that it's impossible. In general, it's just very difficult to be able to send out 5 and 6 different narrations at the same time. Big brands do it, right? Mm. So if you think about the bigger brands around the world, they are shouting about their brand and their product, but also they're shouting about sustainability, and they're shouting about, you know, championing certain rights and certain issues. And they have to do it because they're expected to do so, right? But for a smaller brand, often focus is going to be important. And third, in terms of the creative process, measuring is important. I think we'll go a bit into measurements and how we know if a content is successful a little bit later on.
Right.
But in terms of the technical side of things, we want to make sure that at the end of the day, our content needs to be discoverable.
Right.
So that's where the SEO techniques comes in. That's where the keyword research comes in. That's where the length of the article and how we make sure that Google picks it up as a legitimate voice in the midst of all this noise. For us to be ranked better and for us to be discoverable. So those are the technical components that a brand has to think about. Mm.
Okay. So that question about if measurement, right? How can businesses measure the effectiveness of their content?
Right. So I think if you recall back the earlier conversation where Freda is talking about how an attractive content gets her to read about it and, you know, maybe convert and maybe don't convert. So we look at content across the funnel. So from a very top line content and top line funnel, we want to make sure that your content is reaching the right people. So if you're writing a content, if it doesn't reach anyone, then immediately you know that it's not effective, because your goal is to reach people. So the first measurement is reach. Is the content meant to reach more people, or is it meant to reach a specific group of people? The second measurement is definitely reaction and engagement. So if the content reaches to you, if you read an interesting piece and you felt like it's relevant, you're most likely going to react to it. You're going to like, you're going to comment, you're going to share. So you're going to take an action on it. So we measure those engagement and measure those actions. Mm. And third, but also definitely the most important one, is the conversion. If the content is meant for sales and it's supposed to get you to buy something, like an 11/11 sales promo or Christmas promo, then we measure it based on the sales that it's generating. So we run, something that's very basic is an A-B testing, where we would put out multiple content out at the same time and see which is the one that's getting more engagement and more conversions from there. And then that's how we know which content is better.
I actually have a question. My friend used to run a business, and their content, their stuff actually gained a lot of traction. The traffic was incredible, right? Yeah. 10,000 something, 15,000 impressions in 1 month. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty impressive, right? But the problem is they just can't get conversion. Is the content the problem, or you know, what is the problem in between?
What business is this first?
Yeah. It is like selling products and stuff.
E-commerce.
Okay. Yeah, e-commerce, right?
So I think a lot of smaller brands sometimes don't really think about the activation the way we think about it, right? Sometimes we are writing content purely for engagement. We come up with a very interesting video, we come up with a very interesting concept, and the whole purpose of that is just to make people want to engage. And that's, I think that's how your friend got his impressions and engagements and even the shares. But within the content itself, it never really asked me to buy. In fact, sometimes I might not even know that you have something to sell. So then it doesn't work as well for conversion. So for product or bottom, what we call bottom funnel, because it's closer to the sales closing, for bottom funnel content, typically we'll put in a lot of call to action for you to buy and put in a lot of urgency for you to buy. Like, hey, here's a 11.11 promo. It's valid on the 11th of November only, right? Or hey, here's the price of the product. Buy it now here, you know, while stock lasts. So then there's a call to action to buy, and also an urgency for you to do it now.
It's to remind people that you can buy something from me.
Correct. Right? To let you know that you can even buy, right?
Mm. Right. So do you think content writing is something that can be learned over time?
Yes. I think a lot of people, not a lot of people are very, very good in it, I think, but content writing, just like any other life skills, it's something that you can definitely learn and practice.
But I think a lot of businesses, I don't think they can afford to wait because they just want to start their business immediately, right? Because, yeah. So do you have any, you know, advice for people like that, especially when, you know, they are just starting out, they don't have that much costs in place to hire someone and outsource it to professionals like you guys to do it, right? What are some of the advice you can give them?
So the easy answer for that, obviously, is to be able to afford a professional help, someone like Scribble or even a freelancer that can provide that at a more affordable price. But assuming you're just starting out your business and you really, really have no budget to outsource that work or to hire a specialist, my first advice is to explore. See what your competitors are doing, see what's in the market, and try to appreciate what are they trying to do. Form an opinion. Do I like it? Do I not like it? Is it good? Why? Is it bad? Why? And then, you know, it's a very, very fast learning process. And at the very, very least, copy the ones that you like. Like, hey, you know, I'm really liking this copywriting style. It appeals to me. Chances are, if it appeals to you, it's also going to appeal to a lot of other people who are similar to you too. Then we just start by copying. The second is practice. When we work with influencers, especially budding influencers, one of the things that they're telling me is, hey, Jana, I'm very shy. You know, I want to post, I want to do it, but I'm very shy. I'm scared my content not so good. Then I always question them, right? Hey, if your content is not so good, what are you worried about? The algorithm is going to make sure that your content doesn't get to anyone because it's bad content. Instagram and TikTok is just not going to show it. So are you worried that you're going to be embarrassed by having nobody see it? Because then there's no one to feel shy about, right?
Right, because no one saw it.
There's no one saw it, right? So then just keep practicing and keep trying. And the one content that hit it, that would be the content that most people will see.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to ask you parting words of advice. But before that also, I think clear in the client's head or whatever it is, sometimes you're in a very specific industry and your target audience is just a very specific. So it doesn't have to be huge numbers, but you've reached your audience, right? Say, I don't know, you're a statistician, I don't know, whatever, right? Something very small and very niche, but you've reached the people you need to reach.
Absolutely. So we work with B2B brands that sell tractors, our lorries, and it's not going to be applicable to 90% of the consumers out there and population out there, right? So numbers are not what we're looking at. We want to make sure that we're reaching the right hobbies, the right segment. And you don't need a lot of reach. You just need to address the right niche.
Take a little bit from the pie, you know. Anyway, we have a WhatsApp message coming from Idil. He's asking, do straightforward CTAs, call to actions, work better than storytelling about the product? And do people actually like reading stories about the product, or is it better to be, you know, straight up sell?
The answer is no. People don't like to read. Malaysians in general don't like to read. But it really depends on your product segment. So there are some luxurious product that is built because of the story, because they are organic, because they are sourced locally, because they support local individuals. And those kind of product typically do better with really, really good storytelling. Mm-hmm. Most products in the market, especially fast-moving products, like you're trying to buy a pen, you're trying to buy a shirt, the consumers really don't care because they do a lot of it, right? Mm-hmm. So it really depends on which product segment you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And straightforward CTAs, in Malaysia at least, typically work better when you try to measure conversion. But if you want to get more recurring and more organic sales, then storytelling is the better approach.
Right. I know. So you're right. I mean, like if it's a a regular watch, whatever, not a simple watch, then of course you got your high end watch. You know, the call to action doesn't work that way.
Exactly.
Right. Your high end product. Right. It's gonna be very subtle.
And because you're not buying the product, right? So you're not buying a Patek Philippe because of a watch.
Because you're leaving for the next generation.
Yeah, because you want to give it to your kid. You inherit it and you want to pass it on. So it's an emotional buy.
Part of your lifestyle as well. Anyway, do you have any, final notes that you want to leave for people, who are just trying out right now to write the best content for their business?
Right. So I think I'll go back to the core of content writing, right? I think the first step is really to start. I think if you think you're bad at it, talk to people, reach out to people like Scribble, reach out to people around you and start. From many, many bad copywriting or from many, many, many bad content, eventually you'll find your niche and circle and you'll find the flow to start creating good content.
And if you're consistently bad, maybe you need to outsource it.
Yes, and maybe you need to outsource.
Okay, on that note, thank you so much, Shan Leong, for spending time with us today.
Yes.
Anyway, that brings us to the end of the show. If you miss any part of this conversation, you can go ahead, of course, on our website at bfm.my or the BFM app that is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play to download the full podcast to know about, what is good content. But don't go anywhere because right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, we've got the Breakfast Girl replay. This morning, Chandran Kukathas, who is the author of Immigration and Freedom, was on the hot seat today. Some say that immigration is a threat to the language and culture, destroying the sense of nationhood, and it is an economic threat. So he is here today to present an argument that immigration control presents a greater threat and why freedom matters. That's coming up after the 1 p.m. news. We'll be back on Monday, same place, same time. I'm Lily Chai with Frida Liu, and you've been listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.